You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse, Friday, the 8th of August, with a couple of different things to bring to you here today on this edition of the podcast. I'm going to go through the NFL and give you one thing I think about each team as of right now. So preseason has kind of started. Packers play the Jets on Saturday night. I'm very excited for Saturday. Packers play the Jets. Brewers play the Mets. Man, that one sentence I got about 12 minutes of laughter and material out of with my kid. I don't know if you guys know this. I have a kid. First person ever to have a kid. It's Tim Tebow second. Tim Tebow holding a child and doing work. Really humanizing fatherhood this week. I thought that was pretty impressive. Also, I just want to say also, because I'm like just getting fed up with a lot of stuff. Nobody's mad about Sydney Sweeney and nobody's mad about these sororities. Nobody's mad about them. We can't build a media industry based on straw man arguments. You can't get on the air one night and say, oh boy, look what they're mad about tonight. Nobody's mad. Nobody's mad. You can't stop doing it, but it's over. That's how media is now. Media is this. That's why I bring you the Bart Winkler Show, where we cut through the noise here on Into the Winklerverse. I want to take you a real quick supplement. I got a lot of supplements. I got a lot of things that I take. Well, I do take Happy Place Hemp gummies. And more now, because, well, I'll tell you that another time. A little bit, trying to cut out a little bit of something else in the daily day-to-day. Housekeeping notes. Great one this week. Got to catch it up. A couple vacations for the boys. So we'll be back in a couple weeks with that. I'll still be cranking out episodes. Got some good guests lined up. Actually, I don't, but I will. And they'll probably just be Tim Shea three times. But still, what I mean, sentence is still true. If I say got some great guests and it's Tim Shea, who's disappointed? Maybe just Tim Shea. But those, we'll have some more episodes coming up. And we'll have episodes coming up for the better part of at least 2 years. As I didn't make like a graphic or didn't make anything exciting on LinkedIn, but I am engaging in a 2-year renewal extension with Blue Wire. So they have allowed us to really keep this going. And that's the podcast network I'm on. They've got a lot of great podcasts. Andy Herman's podcast is on there. Ty Winnish's podcast is on there. You know, just in the state. And then there's a lot of other good podcasts that you can find with Blue Wire. They're getting pretty big. And so I'm happy to be a part of it for another couple of years at least. So Into the Winklerverse rolls on. Hey, is there a new Bart episode today? No? Is there a new, oh shit, there is, cool, sort of fashion, which we will continue for another 2 years. So excited about that. And the other thing is I'm trying to set up some interviews for Monday and Tuesday of next week, but it doesn't look like I think I'm going to be able to. I got a note back in May that said something about jury duty, fill out this form. And I filled out the form. And then I was like, yeah, I remember the dates on there were August something. I should go look at that form again. It's a summons. I thought I was getting like a, oh, by the way, there is none. Oh, but no, I got to be there. I got to be at the courthouse. By the way, find your own parking. They go, find your own parking. By the way, most people take the bus. Okay. So, all right. Why don't you just have parking available for people that are on jury duty? Is it that fucking hard? Is it that hard? 20 spots, jury duty. I mean, you go to a grocery store, you can't park in the first 8 aisles of the rows because it's, you know, veterans, okay. Police officers, sure. Senior citizens, all right. Expecting mothers, I get it. I don't think a lot of these stores need two giant rows. Have you ever been by the Target in Glendale? At Bayshore, it was like 8 spots to park because they're all, oh, pickup only. Nobody's ever there. I'm getting old in my complaints. Am I getting old or is old getting me? You ever think about that? So I guess I have jury duty. It says I'll be there for both days. I don't know if I'm going to be on a jury or if I'm one of those things where it's just like case after case after case. Because then it says Tuesday, if when you come, you know, you'll come until if there's nothing for you to do, then you can leave at 5. I sit there all day and do what? I still got to do shows next week. It's not like I work a day job. I guess I could take off, but I don't know. I can get it done. That's going to try to be my out, though. I'm going to try to say, look, I'll be on this jury, but I got the gift of gab, and I'm a talker, and I have a radio show and a podcast with a 2-year extension. I will be talking about these experiences and possibly the cases. Possibly the cases. So if that's something that's okay with everyone, Your Honor, then you can go ahead and seat me right there. I'll be juror number one. I'll be the, I forgot the name. Haven't watched Law and Order in a while. The guy who stands up and says it or not. I'll be that guy. But I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to bitch about how there's no parking. Oh, but I get $9 a day to park. And I get $8 for the half a day that I quote unquote work. The last time I got tabbed for jury duty was 15 years ago. I worked at Charter. I wanted jury duty then because then they paid you your normal rate if you had to leave. And I didn't want to be there. I'd rather be a jury duty. Are you kidding me? So I wanted to get on the panel, so I didn't talk. And they're like, ah, this guy's too quiet. Get him out of here. So I don't know what to do. I've been told to look like shit. I've been told to not shower. I've been told to be loud. This is going to be me. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to say this is prep right now for the Bart Winkler show and Into the Winklerverse. What do you think about that? All right, I'm going to look at the NFC, and then I'm going to have some Brewers thoughts, play some voicemails, then look at the AFC. Quick one-hitter thoughts on every team in each conference. I'll start with the Packers. I think they are going to win the North. I'm very high on Jordan Love. I do think Jordan Love is back to where he was. There is a lot of pressure on Matt LaFleur. That's why he's hanging out with everybody to kind of temper that a little bit. Nice picture, though. Jealous. But there is pressure on Matt LaFleur, I think, more than Jordan Love. But I do believe in Jordan Love. I mean, I might throw some MVP futures on Jordan Love, honestly. I don't, you know, coming out of college, there was a lot to work on. But he worked on it for 3 years sitting under a Hall of Famer. Just like Aaron Rodgers got to do. I think this is going to work out for the Packers. Who's going to take second in the North? I got half a mind to say that it's the Lions, but the Packers are the only team in the North that are going to make the playoffs. I'm taking the Lions to miss the playoffs. I'm taking them to miss the postseason. The coordinator thing is nuts. I think Dan Campbell is going to try to – I think you watch him in games where he makes decisions. It doesn't work out, so he chases those points. I think he's chasing now the seasons where he did not get to the Super Bowl where he probably should have. I think there's a lot of pressure on Dan Campbell. I understand if you may not. I think that there is. I will be very, very right if things go the way they could go for Detroit to start the season. Packers Lions first game of the year, huge. Huge game. And if the Lions lose that game, they're 0-1. Guess who they have next? Ben Johnson and the Bears in Detroit. And if you don't think Ben Johnson has been planting the seeds to Dan Campbell, like, I think there's things Ben Johnson did in Detroit to make Dan Campbell think he can outwork Ben Johnson if he ever coaches against Ben Johnson. But Ben Johnson's been planting. I think there's some, you know, like, I think he's planned for this. So if they start 0-2 and there's no palate cleanser week 3 against the Ravens, then the Lions are 0-3. Then there's pressure on Dan Campbell. He won't get fired or anything, but I don't think the Lions make the postseason. That's my hottest of takes. The Vikings, I think, are going to be good. Addison being out for 3 weeks sucks, but they always have guys that can step up. Sucks for them. I think J.J. McCarthy will be fine. I'm not going to let Diana Russini narrative me out of that one. She's upset that she got bad info about Rodgers. Same reason why Shams is upset he's getting bad info about the Bucs. They make it a personal vendetta. They take it out on the teams. It's wild. And then the Bears, I think, 7-8, maybe 9. And I wish Bears fans, you talk to a Bears fan, you say, how do you think you'll do this year? And you think they're going to say 8 or 9 wins, hope to make the playoffs. They're already at NFC North Championship. Let the quarterback and coach figure each other out. Give that room to breathe. I do think they'll have success in Chicago. I don't think it will come immediately. The Bears fans staking their entire fandom on this season is probably a mistake. So I guess I'll go Packers, Vikings, Lions, Bears in the North. In the NFC East, Eagles should be just fine. They'll win the division. I think Saquon is down, but I still think they have enough weapons. And I mean, you're going to get like random 100-yard games out of Will Shipley or something. Commanders will take second, if not third. Cowboys, you know, I'm tired with Jerry Jones as the rest of everybody, but they're still a good football team. Commanders, my thought on them last year was that will be the worst Commanders team of the next few. So I guess, yeah, I'll still go Eagles, Commanders, Cowboys, and then Giants. Who, I don't know what they're doing. It's just a waste of time. They should have probably fired Dable. But, you know, they're not going to start a rookie quarterback. They didn't draft Shadur. Jackson Dart's probably going to sit. But they're just kind of biding their time. Although the defense is getting pretty good. In the South, I like Atlanta and Tampa. I can't decide who I like more. Big Michael Penix Jr. guy. I suppose I'll go Tampa. I really do think Baker. I put him as a top 6 quarterback. I think he's really good. And I think Penix is going to be good. But I also think the Panthers might be good. I don't think we think CJ Stroud and Bryce Young, I think, are kind of like the same. And their careers are going to, I've always said, you know how like a DNA looks, like it's like a roller coaster on each other. And I think this is the year that Bryce Young is like, oh, maybe the Panthers were right. And then it might go back and go back. But I think the Panthers are cooking up something there. Saints are going to be absolutely terrible. And then in the NFC West, Niners will be better. Seahawks will be better. Well, Seahawks will be the Seahawks. Rams, I don't think I trust Matt Stafford. Cardinals, you could have every team go over 500. I guess you could have every team miss 500. I don't think Kyle Shanahan's a good playoff coach. Who is going to win that division? Sam Darnold going to do it in Seattle? You know what? Sneakily, I'm going to say Arizona. That's going to be another hot take. Arizona. They got a good offense. I'll have to look at their defense, but I'm going to take Arizona. So I'm taking Green Bay, Tampa, Arizona, and the Eagles. Give me the Commanders in the playoffs. Give me the Falcons in the playoffs. And then give me one of Panthers, Cowboys, Niners, and Seahawks. That's my look at the NFC. Want to talk some Milwaukee Brewers? We'll do that coming up. Some voicemails and much more. You're into the Winklerverse.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Into the Winklerverse, brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, B-A-R-T. 25% off each and every order. Seltzers are going to be a big go-to for me. They have been, but I'm going to start to replace those even more with some of the brown sodas that I've been drinking. No need abusing and using. Just take one seltzer, maybe a couple hours later, and be mellow through the day. You don't need to go crazy. You don't need to go crazy on the booze, is what I'm saying. Also, the gummies help you sleep, focus, stay focused in the day. I still really do think that the balm that they make, the CBD, I had really bad, I think it was gout in my hip. And then I rubbed it for a couple of days and then it worked. This is just an anecdotal thing. All of this stuff is anecdotal. It's for you to try. That's why the code is there. Promo code BART, B-A-R-T, because you can try it. If you like it, you get it again. Try the sampler packs, get it again. Promo code is BART. HappyPlaceHemp.com. 25% off your order. You put it in at checkout. Covers most of the shipping in most cases. Promo code is BART. The big question coming out of the Brewers trade deadline, I guess there's two of them. And we talked about this earlier in the week on with Paul and Grant, which please check out. And whoever shared it on Reddit, thank you. I'm very proud. And I think the three of us are very proud of that hour of work that we do. And I think there is a bigger place for it in Wisconsin sports than it has right now. And I think that, and I think my content is agreeable, especially that, but also my late night show. And well, this, and I think it's just a matter of how do you find it? Still a lot of people that don't like me because I told them to wear a mask 5.5 years ago because I had a 6-month-old son, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Just wanted sports to come back. Just wanted to make sure we got that 60-game baseball season and basketball at Disney. Who was the one that said, we were talking about this the other day that when I talked to Wicked in February of 2020, he goes, what's going to stop the Bucks? I said, I don't know, this coronavirus thing scares me. The Brewers are playing so well. Now I saw there's more lockdowns. I don't know. Part of me feels this Brewers season is too good to be true. I think we all feel that way. But we're all having fun. The team is selling pancakes now. Pocket pancakes on Sundays, which none of you really even want, but you're going to buy because that's what we do. We support our team. We get in on every meme, except for Claws Up. We'll get in on Hank. We'll get in on Pocket Pancakes. And Mark Adnazio, he is giving us a summer of entertainment and passion. So that son of a bitch was right all along. I hope I'm not right. I wish they did more at the trade deadline. I would love Eugenio Suarez or Ryan O'Hearn or another bat on this team. The Brewers, after the trade deadline, only go out and win six in a row, scoring 16, 8, 14, 3, 7, and 5. They've got the Mets this weekend, Senga against Woodruff tonight. That'll be Friday at home. This is going to be a good one. This is going to be a good one. If they can keep it rolling, they're turning heads. Trust me. They're turning heads. But if they can keep it rolling against the Mets with the Pirates coming up and the Reds, and then that five-gamer because of a doubleheader in Chicago, man, if you could almost, well, I won't think too far ahead, but that could be very, very devastating. I think the thing with the Brewers is they're doing such a good job of capitalizing on other people's mistakes, right? We talked about that the other day. If they can keep doing that, the pressure is going to be on the other teams where you can't make any mistakes because the Brewers will get you. And there's going to be more teams that the Brewers play that are out of it, so they'll be making a bunch of mistakes. There's going to be more teams that the Brewers play that are going to have young guys playing. They're going to make mistakes. But then there's going to be teams that are really feeling the pressure, like the Mets. They're feeling the pressure right now. They're sliding, not having a good week. Cubs are certainly feeling the pressure. So this is the time to continue to strike. I'm very eager about that series, but really eager to see how this goes down tonight. That being said, just because they did well in the last two series doesn't mean that's going to translate to postseason success. It's something that when I talked to, I had a nice reunion with Scott Braun, who we used to talk to a lot. He's with Foul Territory now. The full interview is on the Odyssey app, Infinity Sports Network, but I did sneak in a Brewers question about how I don't think they did that much at the trade deadline, and well, he agreed with me on that.
I did not think the Brewers were going to be good at the beginning of the season, and then everybody said, well, you know, and I live it, so everyone's like, well, you know, they'll somehow find a way. I'm like, no, that's got to end eventually. But it hasn't, because they have the best record in baseball still. And then they do very little at the deadline. And I know they've been trading throughout the year, but I always feel like that's a very Brewer excuse. Like, one year you could, you know, maybe put a few more chips in. And then the lineup today, on paper, looked very bad. And then they scored 16 runs. So I don't know when that other shoe is going to drop, but maybe it isn't. How is a team that is so, like, piecemealed together this gritty and this good?
First off, let's keep in mind who they're facing. I mean, they beat up on the Washington Nationals yeah. today. The Nationals are one of the worst teams in baseball, and they just sold away some more parts at the trade deadline. This is a very good team. This is a very good regular season team. How will they look in the playoffs? Starting pitching should look really solid. Bullpen should look pretty good, although I can make a case that there are several bullpens that look better on paper than what the Brewers are bringing to the table. And then I would think that all the teams I just mentioned as the threats in the National League still have scarier looking lineups. So for me, I'm with you. One time, Milwaukee, can you just push your chips in? How much does it really cost? For me, someone like Gino Suarez was the answer. He actually didn't cost as much as most people thought he would, because veteran position players never really do if they're rental bats in the trade deadline market. I thought Milwaukee should have done something crazy and brought in a serious power threat like that, because when you get to the playoffs, you're facing the best pitching, right? It is very hard to string together rallies, which is what the Brewers are really good at doing. Sometimes you just need that guy who's going to step in and there's one on and he hits a blast. And that's what Pete Alonso did last year to ruin the season for the Brewers against Devin Williams.
Oh, yeah. My show started that second. That second that night, my show started. Yeah.
Oh, well, that to me was the answer. Geno Suarez was there, easily attainable for the Brewers. They had the prospect capital to pull that off. And I just don't understand why they don't push him in a little bit more at the trade deadline when they're a playoff contender almost every year. Don't you notice a theme? They're not getting the job done in the playoffs. They've been to the World Series during this nice little run where they're competitive all the time? No. Are you going to blame the competition in the National League, or should you do a little more? And I know Caleb Durbin's been really solid for them the last couple months at third base. He can bounce around to different positions. And Gino also can bounce around a little bit too. I mean, he hasn't played first, but he could first, third, DH. I mean, they could have made it work, Bart. I would have liked to see them do something, really a couple things. And their whole MO is, well, we find diamond in the rough players. Andrew Vaughn might be one of the best offensive pickups. Yeah, let's see, though. I mean, sometimes that turns into a flash in the pan. League adjusts against what he adjusted, and then he looks more like how he did the past few years. So, yeah, I'd be disappointed if I'm a Brewers fan. For all of the moves they've made, it's a C. You know, I mean, and I'm counting Quinn Priester, what a pickup for them. Fourth starter, great job. They got him a few months ago, but still, they didn't go for the jugular, and this was the year that they should have.
One more, since it's been such a while since we've chatted. I feel like baseball, I don't know what's going on right now, but it's like, it's cool. And everybody's into it. Maybe it's just because I root for the, you know, team with the best record. Maybe that's it. But I am a little worried about, you know, what's this labor thing, the CBA. I was very young when, I was 10. I was 10 when they went on strike. Took me out of the game for years until 98 brought me back. I've got a kid who's turning 6. He's like, he has the standings full Major League Baseball memorized because we do the little helmets every morning. I don't want to have to break his heart in a year and a half. Are we confident this can get worked out before then?
I'm not super confident. I would say 50-50 that we don't miss any games. That's not great. I think the relationship's in a pretty tough spot. There are so many layers to this conversation. It's like, how much time do you have? First off, owners alone have infighting going on, right? They're arguing about how to share the money. You're a big market team. You're not all of a sudden just going to give all of your money back revenue wise and lower the franchise value. That's why franchises cost different amounts of money, right? Not everything is exactly the same. And there are plenty of fans saying salary cap, salary cap. I don't think that's the answer either. I don't think that's going to solve all of the problems in Major League Baseball. And I also don't think that the players' union is going to agree to that. So if the owners are dead set on a salary cap, I think we will miss games. I think players will sit out. So I think it's in ownership's best interest to not put that on the table, because baseball is in a good spot. I feel like they were in a lull for a bit. The game was getting slower. The younger generation was looking more at football and basketball and passing them by. And I feel like they're starting to bring everyone back in. This would be the worst momentum halt that we've ever seen from the sport if they do anything like this. What I don't like is the CEO of the sport, the guy who works for the owners, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, during the season going to teams before their games and doing a little talk about why they need to have a salary cap and slyly avoiding the word, but saying it in 1 to 2 hour meetings with these guys. Can you imagine? You're getting ready in the thick of a playoff race. You're the Phillies. The commissioner comes in and starts telling you about basically how you're making too much money and they want to cap you right before you go out to play the game. It's just so, like, have a feel. It's so off timing wise. And to me, he said that he wanted to strengthen relations with the players. That is like the anti-Adam Silver move, is it not? Can you imagine Adam Silver going into the Lakers locker room right before the game being like, you guys are overpaid. We want to bring it down a little bit. Trust me. That's the way. That's the way to keep this sport thriving. Right before a game?
Scott Braun, Foul Territory with Eric Kratz, AJ Pierzynski, and a rotating cast of thousands. I like catching up with him. Caught up with some of you guys via the voicemail, 402-915-BART. 404, what did I say? 402-915-2278. 402-915-BART. Carl's Place bringing you the voicemail. A few of you still use it, so I'm going to keep playing it. First off, hot take, Jake does not like that I don't like the year-long battle between Bears fans and Packers fans.
Hey, Bart. Hey, Winklerverse. It's your boy, Hot Take Jake. Let me talk to you. I was listening to this week's, I'm just going to call it Paul and Grant episode because it's really hard to say in like a concise way. So I'm just, from now on, it's the Paul and Grant episode. But anyways, Bart, I'm a little bit disappointed in you and I'm a little bit worried about you. Disappointed mainly because, I mean, you're the guy that's always telling people you can't tell other people how to fan. So if I can't tell shitty casual Brewers fans with their horrible trade deadline takes, you know, coming from their, I won a World Series on my PlayStation franchise with the budget rules turned off point of view that they need to make every big deal because they actually crave the big deal more than they do the actual wins. I should be able to tell people that. So you can't tell me that. I can't tell them they should have to feel a certain way. So having said that, like, why can't I not, like, talk shit about Chicago and the Bears year round? Why should that be a 21-day rivalry? Because fuck Chicago. Fuck their shitty team. Fuck their stupid fan base that every single season, this is the new era. It's a yearly tradition. That's fun for me to talk shit. And it's fun for me to talk shit about their shitty town, too, which has me to my next point, which is where I'm a little worried about you, Bart, because I think, Bart, I hope it's not true, but you might be a closet fib here. I mean, you've been a Caleb Williams fan in the past. You've been a Justin Fields fan. And then you're talking about how great Chicago is when the reality is, and keep in mind, I went to school down there. I know this place. It's just it's a bigger, more exhausting version of Milwaukee with more murders, more expensive drinks, and everybody walks around with their nose in the air like their shit don't stink, acting like they're from some sophisticated town like, you know, Paris, France or something. When the reality is, it's just another fucking Midwest city with a big aluminum foil bean in the middle of the fucking thing. Gives a shit. It's fucking Chicago. Big fucking deal. Anyways, I'm upset. Go Pack Go. Brewers World Series champs this year. Q's going to be upset about it after they win. And Giannis isn't going anywhere. So, Sham, shut the fuck up. Anyways, love you. Bye.
Don't agree with it, but I can't argue with the delivery. Chicago, man. I love Chicago. I really do. I love Chicago. But you are kind of right. There's parts of it where you're like, I mean, not like where all the tall buildings are and the train system and, you know, the amenities and, I get what you're saying. The traffic in Chicago is just, I mean, that alone is the deterrent. That's the deterrent. Because at least in Milwaukee, when there's traffic, on the square of interstate there is around here, you can kind of bob and weave through town, you know? Like if I'm stuck at the station, want to come home, little Forest Home action, a little Oklahoma action, cut through Tulsa, hit up Silver Spring, little 35th, little 27th, you can get them all. Can't really do that in Chicago. You can at least give yourself the allure of control in Milwaukee, when there's traffic. Do you guys feel like there's more traffic than there used to be? My wife thinks so. Like, after COVID for a while, there was no traffic. But now, I think we really need to expand the roads to 12 lanes. 12 lanes, 794 should be like 794 plus. Have it what it is and then make one on top of it. That's what we need to do. I'm down with that. More roads. Let's cut through more neighborhoods. 43 is nice, but can we get one a little bit more indented in the east side, like where Port Washington is? Just rip another highway there. Even Oakland Avenue. Why can't that be another interstate? You got to get people moving. I mean, people work downtown 2 days a week. They need to get up to Mequon. Very important. Marcus left a voicemail last week. I saw that it was, I thought it was you that called, but then I didn't know what was going on. The bit did not land, Marcus says, which I do appreciate you trying. Here's Marcus.
Hey, Bart. Good morning. Apologies for my horrible, not landed Jeff Wagner in Milwaukee bit. It was either so bad it didn't land or it was so bad it didn't deserve recognition. So I'll, my bit's don't seem to be too good. So I'll put those on ice for a little bit. I wanted to comment on your question of your show. It was a Friday night, I think. Maybe last night or Monday night. What's one sports thing that you'll only do one time? And for me, it was go to a skateboarding demo. It was amazing. It was awesome watching these dudes just fly down a set of 10 stairs, landing crazy tricks for, you know, 2 hours. But, like, man, it was like 2 hours of standing. You're just in a skate park. There's no seating. The only food option is some dude grilling hot dogs in a tent. There's no shade. It's super hot. Everyone around you is, like, some... I'm a skateboarder, so I can say this, but they're all like scummy, dirty skateboarders, and a lot of them, you know, have been skateboarding all day, and now they're standing around the sun, so the smells are a little pungent. So that's my, like, but I still recommend everybody do it at least once. Obviously, like, if you go to, like, an X Games or a more formal event, indoors, it's probably going to be much better. But, like, a skate demo would be my suggestion. And on that topic, just like a little side note, there's a professional skateboarder. I want you to look up this story. His name is Tyshawn Jones, and he is suing one of his sponsors for $27 million. And they were, like, paying him $100,000 a month. But they, like, cut his contract, and I was, like, super surprised because, to me, skateboarders were, like, kind of not making it well off. And then hearing a story break about a skateboarder being owed $27 million and suing his sponsor, it kind of took me off guard. Never in all my years did I think skateboarders were making that kind of money. So that's my little topic. Wanted to call in. Love the show, Bart. Have a good day.
All's well that ends well, Marcus. Appreciate you, as always, listening on both shows. This and then, of course, the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. We'll be back. I've been in for Gelb the last couple of days. I'll be back on Monday night there after a long day of probably jury duty.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some thoughts on the AFC before I wrap up. Let's take a look at the AFC East. Bills are going to win this division. Vrabel inserting himself into the scrum. I talked about this on the air. I am not into that. I know it's my least agreeable take, but people that try too hard to be football guys are not football guys. They are lame. Mike Vrabel's a good coach. He's had success. I thought that was a pre-planned incident. I do not like it. Still, I think the Patriots are, they're going to be all right. Dolphins I'm completely out on. The Jets will win a playoff game with Aaron Glenn. It will not be this year. So I guess I would go Bills. Jesus, who's going to take second? I don't even care enough to tell you. AFC North. I really like the Bengals. I'm going to commit to that. I know they got torched by Tanner McKee the other night, but I'll commit to the Bengals. I think Trey Hendrickson gets worked out, and I think their defense is not as bad as a year ago. The Ravens, playoff team, obviously. Browns, not. Steelers, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to make it to the Packer game week 8. Like, he's either going to get bad or get benched. It's going to be like, remember when Kirk Cousins got hurt and then he played for another 4 weeks and they're like, why are we doing this? They're going to play Rodgers so that he can, well, I don't know. I don't know that he will want to play the Packers if he's, I think he's slow. I think he can still zip it and probably throw the ball as well and maybe as accurate as, you know, top five quarterbacks in the league, but I don't think he can move. I think they go under 500. I'd actually take the Browns ahead of them. I'll take them dead last. AFC South, Colts, I think they want to start Daniel Jones. I think they hate that they drafted Anthony Richardson and then he gets hurt right away. Should be fine. Jacksonville's interesting. Tennessee's just going to kind of like bring Cam Ward along. That's fine. Houston should win the division. I don't think they do. I think it's one of the other two teams. I'm not sure who, though. Maybe I'll take a flyer on Jacksonville. And then in the West, Browns, Chiefs, Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, and Chargers. Chargers will be good. They lost Rashawn Slater. That hurts them on the line. Raiders, they're just trying to get back to respectable in these 3 years of Pete Carroll. Chiefs will not be as good. Broncos, there's a lot of hype there. But Sean Payton's building that hype. Everything I hear about the Broncos isn't, I think the Broncos are good. It's Sean Payton says this about the Broncos. Drew Brees working with Bo Nix. I'm going to take the Chargers to win the division and then the Chiefs and then the Broncos. I can take, well, yeah, I'll take those three teams to make the playoffs. I'll take the Bills to make the playoffs. Bengals and Ravens is six. And then it's going to come down to the AFC South. Maybe the Texans win for that other spot. But I think there's like a three-way 9-8 situation going, or a 8-9, or that's the division where I just, something about the Texans seems off to me. I could be wrong. I'm wrong about a lot, actually. So I appreciate you giving me at least the benefit of that doubt. I wasn't wrong about the parade chairs, and that's, you know, I'm still living on that. Look, if people can still be mad at me for something I said 4 years, 5 years ago, you know, like to like wear a mask, I can still celebrate something I did 4 years ago. That's the rule. As long as you yell at me for wanting a pandemic to be over, I can still celebrate the fact that I did not give up on the Bucks down 0-2 and even down 3-2 against the Nets. People do forget. That'll wrap up today's edition of Into the Winklerverse. I'll have some more next week, pending whenever the hell this jury duty is and whoever I can get in touch with, which should not be a problem. But there will be more episodes to come. And I thank you, guys. I should have said this at the beginning. I mean, I lost the job and then I got another one, but then I was keeping my career alive by a thread in the basement. And that does not happen without Happy Place Hemp and Carl's Place and Dan Shaney and everybody else that's been on board. You guys listening to the shows, to the pods, to the network, even to the fan when I jump on there. I mean, I'm not aware of that. I said it at the last possible minute of this episode, but at least I said it. Thank you as always for stopping into the Winklerverse.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.